7A. Reading. Exercise 2. Page 102.
Push to the limit. We asked four sportsmen who compete in extreme endurance races in some of the most hostile environments on the planet about their experiences. Chris.
The Yukon Arctic Ultra is a 430-mile race across Canada's beautiful snow-covered Yukon Territory and the endurance event I most look forward to during the year. Trekking hundreds of miles across the bitterly cold Canadian wilderness during winter is probably most people's idea of torture. But to me, nothing beats it. It's the ultimate thrill. The Yukon Ultra can be done on cross-country skis, but most competitors, myself included, walk, pulling everything we need to survive behind us on sleds. Apart from checkpoints every 60 miles, survival is totally in our own hands. Typically, I try to keep moving throughout the night, stopping for only a few hours' sleep at a time. It's not unusual for me to get so tired I have waking dreams. To succeed in completing the Arctic Ultra, you have to be super fit and mentally strong too. In fact, my biggest battle is always the one I have with my mind.
Carl.
The Badwater Ultramarathon describes itself as the world's toughest foot race, and in my opinion, that's not far from the truth. Badwater is, without question, the most difficult endurance event I've ever taken part in. Psychologically and physically, it's extremely challenging. About 90 of the world's elite ultra-endurance athletes compete in Badwater each year. Entrance is by invitation, and every applicant must satisfy certain requirements in order to apply. The race, which is 215 kilometers in length, starts 85 meters below sea level in the Badwater Basin in California's Death Valley and finishes 2,548 meters above sea level on Mount Whitney. It takes place in July when weather conditions are at their most extreme and temperatures reach 49 degrees Celsius, even in the shade. The course must be completed in no more than 48 hours. Very few athletes end up crossing the finishing line. It's so tough. I did, but it took all my willpower.
Miguel.
The Marathon de Sable, Marathon of the Sands, is a six-day, 254-kilometer ultramarathon held every year in the Sahara Desert in southern Morocco. I've run the race five times now, and it never gets any easier. The route covers terrain ranging from uneven rocky ground to huge sand dunes. During the day, temperatures in the desert soar to 49 degrees Celsius. At night, they plunge to freezing. A strict rule of the race is competitors must carry everything they need, food, clothing, compass, anti-snake venom, etc., as only water and tents are supplied along the way. Water, however, is strictly rationed throughout the race. Even on the longest stage of the race, the non-stop overnight stage, which lasts 91 kilometres. We're allowed no more than 22.5 litres of water over the 2 days. This stage is definitely the hardest part of the race for me. I just keep thinking, 91 kilometres? How am I going to run 91 kilometres in 24 hours? Despite the hardships, it is addictive. It tests your limits, pushes your boundaries, it makes you feel alive.
Ricardo.
This summer was my first time competing in the Big Ice Race, an event for teams or solo races that takes place on the Greenland ice cap just above the Arctic Circle. Unfortunately, I didn't place, but being new to the event, I was more than satisfied just to finish. The Big Ice Race is one of the toughest endurance races. Weather conditions in the Arctic are unpredictable at the best of times, and during the race I had to battle snow blizzards and temperatures of minus 35 degrees centigrade in exposed wilderness and 24-hour daylight. Finishing the Big Ice Race is one of my proudest sporting achievements, not least because I did so in considerable pain. I had terrible blisters before the first day was even over. People often ask me what I get out of endurance racing, why I enjoy such hardship and deprivation. The answer is simple. extreme endurance events deepen my understanding of myself. Through them, I get to discover exactly what I am capable of.